All right, so that organizer to this occult Hindu event came out. I got him on video. He looked rather agitated. And he said, you come in and have food. And I said, you'll let me come in there and preach? He said, yes. Watch the video. And then he says, I said, so I can come in there and preach Jesus and warn people about the false Hindu gods. And he goes, oh, no, you can't do that. Here's why I want to talk about that. So if I water down the gospel, if I water down the truth of God, he said, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus. We just love him. I could go in there and me and Sister Amen could be embraced and loved by them and accepted by them. But we have to lay the biblical gospel down. We have to lay down our Savior. We have to lay down the truth of God's word to go along, to get along. That's why we come and we stand outside these places, because inside we'd last 10 seconds. They would throw us out. But outside, they can't remove us. We're on public property. And so many people will see the signs and they can look up and see that this is not of God. It's of occult nature and many false gods. So just wanted to bring that up. This is why we will not compromise God's word, because everyone today is compromising God's word. Coexist, go along, get along, just be loving with everybody, they say. Well, that's not loving. That man needed to hear that he needs to repent to the blood of Jesus, the one true way to salvation, not that he can dabble in his many Hindu gods. So I just wanted to put that audio out there. It's a good exclamation point of why we do not compromise on the truth of God. Amen, Sister Amen.